You're here with Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Not only Ben and Gabe.
Not just Ben and Gabe on Joy.
It's Mitch and Mark from the blog.
Woo-hoo. How are you?
Good morning.
Yay, yay. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming in. It is so early and it is so cold out there, and we are absolutely delighted to have you in studio with us.
It's a pleasure. Mitch has been coping with the cold, haven't you?
It's freezing up there this morning.
It's freezing.
But look at the blue sky. It's going to be amazing.
I have to highlight you for a sec, Mitch, to give everyone a picture of what's going on for people back home. You came in, you've got a fur coat on, YSL shoes. Are they YSL?
They're actually Gucci. The latest Gucci. They've just come out last week. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's your belt buckle? Because it's blingy, baby.
Just a plain Bulgari.
Oh, just casual.
Is that a type of whale? Is that
yeah,
the
Bulgari? Absolutely. They're quite rare.
They have budget. That's why we have budget issues. So.
Yeah. A banned species. We've loved watching you on the show. It's been an absolute joy and delight. How's the experience been for you guys so far?
The only way I can't even talk. You know, hungover from last night. It's more real than you expect. We went down, like when we applied and we got in, we were shocked that we got in. And then when we started, we thought, oh, there'll be a bit of smoke and mirrors. You know, it's not really how it looks.
I was hunting everywhere. There was none.
Absolutely.
I looked. I wanted smoke and I wanted mirrors.
Yeah, you thought, oh, there'll be people who do stuff in the background. No, it's amazing to say it is 150% real what you see. I mean, they cut it into stories.
20 hours a day work.
Wow.
For 14 weeks. No days off.
Yeah. So it's an incredible experience. We learnt about personal resilience, about your mental resilience.
Mm. Your relationship seems to be so strong. Was there any tension? I mean, you've been together for 14 years and I'm pretty sure you've never had a fight that whole time. But was there any time where you just thought, oh, I'm going to blow?
The only tension just then.
No. Can I just say that Mark was always very quiet.
Yeah.
And doing the block, he actually found his voice.
Okay.
And the voice is really doing my head in now, because at times you'd be talking and people would say, oh, you look at Mark so longingly. And I thought my longing was like, how long are you going to talk to us?
I wanted to actually ask about your relationship, because you guys met in a bar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mitch, was it Mitch or Mark? You were on a date.
Mitch.
I was.
You were on a date. What was it not going so well?
No, it was an exit date.
Oh.
The relationship had run its three-week term.
He'd planned
it. And it was time. And he's a lovely, lovely man that I was with that night, in case you're listening, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
But it just wasn't working for me.
And then Mark pops up.
And Maddie, the beautiful man that I was with said, what are you looking for? I said, probably someone like that guy over there. He looks like an all-American boy, probably an a-hole, but that he looks...
And
Mark waved at us, but actually he said, I didn't know, what else do you guys were pointing
at me? Well, when somebody's pointing at you and you're going, well, hello, I don't know you.
I would have flipped the table. That's what I would have done, but you've gone for the wave and it's worked out quite
And I
well.
Cruised over and said, hey, you were waving at me. He said, I didn't know what else to do, and... I chatted for a second. I said, I've been so looking forward to meeting you.
Ooh,
and
creepy. Yeah.
That is, you would expect Bunny Boiler Psycho.
Come home with me.
Okie dokie. So I need to know, is there any tricks up your sleeve? Is there anything exciting, surprise coming up for the rest of the season that we need to know about?
Because we're in Kitchen Week at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah,
Kitchen Week. So we're back to the block. So I've got tricks, but related to the block. Sorry.
Sorry. There's so many questions.
Can you pull
a
rabbit out of a hat? No.
Yeah. Ooh, stop it. We've got tricks coming. We've got plenty of twists and turns and fun and joy, laughter, tears, bingo, bango. We've got the whole...
We've got the whole caboodle.
I've got to go there. We've had party house thrown around, entertainment room. No, it's a living room. Has it been challenging for you guys to sort of convey... your message, you know, your style message versus what other people perceive?
I was just concerned a lot with the party house, that Luke and Tessa's house is going to be thrown under the bus, because the judges were making comments, house two, they're saying that it was going to be too noisy and the walls are thick, you can't hear through. Our concern was that it could damage the prospects for their home. So the party house thing, it can be whatever you want. Mark and I have parties, but we have kids and grandkids. Yep. So our house serves a lot of purposes. And, there's others saying that you wouldn't want to be next to it, who live out in the suburbs, like Matt and Lise. And my view is, I don't know what you do out there in the suburbs, but in the city, we kind of, you learn to live together.
Yeah.
And you respect each other's needs and whatever. And you're more likely to have a party house in a one bedroom apartment. I was more likely to be loud and raucous when I was young.
Yeah, absolutely.
Younger. I'm sorry, I meant to say younger.
We got you. We got you.
Yeah.
But I mean, a party is a party. Everyone has a party every now and then. It's not like everyone has a party 6 days a week. So,
no,
but
it's not like it's a function centre. Although we did start to joke a bit about, yeah, kind of once you got through, you went, oh, yes, it's a function centre. Of course, we're going to have weddings up there. No, you're not going to. But as Mitch said, you know, we were just aware that we've done what we think is the best thing for that building and how people live, and there's going to be pressure on Luke and Tess. And the other contestants were kind of playing into it a little bit. It's like, don't make that a bad thing because they've worked really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say, I'm not surprised that they wanted to throw you under the bus with that, because when you're in a big competition and there's something you can hold on to, why not go for it and go for it hard?
Yeah, so, and we did the biggest change. I mean, what we've done in terms of any block, and it's 15 seasons, is the biggest floor change ever on the block. And I think we've been successful at it. And I reckon what happened is people didn't see it coming and then went, oh, my God, maybe we're not going to do so well. So they're trying to find things to say that's wrong.
But don't get me wrong, though. All five houses are beautiful.
They're amazing.
Ours actually works as well as being beautiful. And ours is sort of a bit better than beautiful. It's frigging extraordinary. but I wish the others well with their lovely homes, because they're nice.
There's been a lot of things that have happened on this show, a lot of things, but I've got to ask you about the most serious thing that's happened.
Okay.
We've got to get serious.
Here we go.
Got to skip to the most important part of the show.
I know where we're going.
You got to meet Kylie.
Oh, my God.
I was going to bring up the feud with Scott Cam, but I think we've done enough. I want to know, were you more nervous at meeting her than any of the other challenges that have come in the show?
Excited?
How was that day?
Excited, though.
Yeah, I think probably nervous and excited, but she's amazing.
She's just amazing. Like, whether you're a Kylie music fan or not, this is an amazing Australian that represents us so beautifully that Kylie is past 50. She looks like she's in good condition for 28.
Yeah.
But she's just never put a foot wrong.
Yeah.
And like, you know, here we are on a reality show.
Yeah,
we've been going for 5 weeks now. we've already been a-holes a few times. But like, she's been going for 175 years and still amazing.
She started as a mechanic, interestingly.
She has this amazing.
No, that was the TV show thing, huh?
Sorry, wrong fantasy.
Whoa, stop
it. I wanted to know, because you guys have already had a design background prior to, you know, working on the show, but I was reading that even though you had a design background, you'd never done any sort of construction work, had you? This is sort of the first time you've gotten your hands dirty.
Mitch and I first met, one of the ways we thought we could get ahead is to buy an apartment and then do it up and flip it. So the stuff that Mitch and I do, we've got our day jobs, our regular jobs, but we've been flipping property. So we haven't gone in and kind of ripped out walls and done all that stuff. But I mean, We have ripped out walls. I ripped out a cabinet the first night we bought the place and shorted the whole place.
Like, I can't sleep. Can't even sleep with this in the house.
I know. Get this thing out, and it's gone. So we've done kind of about 17 apartments in Sydney, but they're about a sixth of the size.
I've been able to play with the design. So Mark's great with the planning and dimensions and measurements and where things are going to fit, where they're not going to fit. I keep going there. But my
you enjoy, you can do it.
My sort of thing is more the aesthetic. I love the aesthetic, and because we've done so many, we've been able to play hard with that sort of area. And when we come onto the block, we wanted to have fun and challenge ourselves. So we decided to go for a look. This mid-century modern look, which we hadn't done before, rather than doing something that we knew we could do, I thought, let's just play hard and spend someone else's money and create something
that's
new
beautiful
for us, and that's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So when you
colour
say,
and life.
When you say spend someone else's money, who have you built the house for?
The rumours. So the rumours are going around that we actually are building it for somebody we already have lined up.
Yes. Which,
if you're going into an auction, you don't want one person, you want two people, because you want to get the best prize.
Very good point.
The other rumour was that Kylie has been in contact to find out how it's going. Now, that's not true.
She may have contacted her uncle Noel, who works on the block.
We were going to.
I think she seemed very fond of us.
We were going to joke and put.
You could be siblings with Kylie.
Basically,
yeah. You could.
Don't tell him that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You look amazing too. You could be in your 20s. We're good. Same things.
So, love this line.
The truth is that we don't have a buyer. We're not building it for somebody who's commissioned us.
Okay.
No, but it's a good rumour. I think it's just people realise why they're doing it, how come they're doing it.
We're building it for people with good taste and cash.
Yeah. You know what you want and you're doing it, and yeah, exactly. I'm sure the buyers will come running.
Now, I really like the lampshades that you've got in the, I think it was the master bedroom from the ceiling. Is there a particular item in the house you want to keep? Like, say when it's over, is there something you want to take as a memento?
Do you want to steal?
Do you really want? Yeah. What, what do you
what
want to
steal?
What
would you steal as you walked out the door?
I want to lift up the whole house. and we're from Sydney. I'd like to take it back to Sydney, but maybe we just keep it here in Melbourne and have it as our Melbourne house.
Oh, that would be amazing. There are some rooms that haven't been revealed yet, and there are probably things there that I would want to take, but I can't tell you.
Let me say, let's just go to Palm Springs, is all I can say.
The Parker Hotel.
Can we guess? Can we guess what it might be? Have you got like a bear rug down on the floor or something? Like a bear skin
no, because
rug?
He would be lying on it all the time.
Stop it.
Now, we are running out of time, which makes me sad, but I wanted to know, is there anything on the show that we don't see?
That's been edited out. Yeah.
What's something that people would be surprised by?
I think you'd probably be surprised by the fact that the contestants generally all get, like, we work crazy amount of hours, but we generally, up to the stage you've seen so far, we generally are all stopping every night to spend at least half an hour together having a beer.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So you'd do that on the front balconies before they were ripped off, and then you would go back to work.
We had a fridge outside the front of our place, and after work, in an intermission from work, we would all get together every night and have a drink and look after each other. We're the oldest by far, so we kind of were the dads on the block.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised you could leave a fridge with alcohol in it in front of St. Kilda. And
it got stolen.
It had a chain of lock on it.
It did.
I bet it did. I'm surprised they didn't just pick up the whole fridge and take it with them.
How much longer do we have of the show left?
We're only halfway.
We're halfway through. So we were there 14 weeks without a break.
Whoa.
And the second half, believe you me, it gets more exciting.
I can't wait.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
So can you hint at anything? Can you give us a hint? What are we in for?
Kaboom.
Oh, wow.
Next. No, I can only hint. Hold on to your hats. Hold on to your seats for next week.
Oh my goodness. Cringe.
And yeah, next week's going to be a bump.
I wish I wasn't part of it, but I am.
Is Andy the comedian funny?
He's beautiful.
Oh. He's lovely. He's funny because he's not always funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, and we love him.
He does a bit of daggy dancing. He needs to stop that.
He can actually move, though.
Oh, he can?
Deb's the dancer.
Oh, right.
Deb got up with total pride on the kitchen bench dancing. No rhythm whatsoever.
That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, shit, that hasn't happened yet.
Look out for it.
We got the exclusive. You guys... You could win. What if you won? How would you feel?
Of course they're going to win.
I really hope you win, but I'm just trying to be like, you know.
It would be would be wonderful, but we've gone in with the intent we have to take whatever joy we can out of this trip. Like, we had an amazing time. We're exhausted. We're wrecked. And we had a great time.
Yep.
And now this next phase is another new experience for us. So we're trying to enjoy each experience along the way because you may not win money.
Yeah.
And we don't want to set ourselves up for failure, because if we don't win money, we're going to say, well, that's part that didn't work, but it's fine.
I think it's great as a same-sex couple that all our feedback is how stable and how loving and how consistent. Yeah. We don't argue. We don't bicker. I mean, we have some differences, but we don't. We've got a very strong relationship. We have a strong family. We have our children and our grandchildren. And for me, as a role model on the highest rating show at this time in Australia on primetime TV, and we have kids who come up and they love us. They come up and they're so excited. Mm-hmm. That to me is really important.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
A different normal.
It's so great to see such a loving, beautiful couple under such strain and just not losing their minds. To see you two together is a beautiful thing.
Almost nearly.
Mark's so hot I can't get my hands off.
God, we're so old.
God, we're running out of time. We're pushing your news back, but I'm just thinking now, like, maybe to spice things up, you'll be able to pull out the tradie gear, you know, in a couple of years' time. Hey, Mark, I've got the drill.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a dress up.
Oh, excellent. All right.
Get out the wood filings.
That sounds a bit painful. Anyway, that's not what you're looking for.
We've loved having you. All the best for the show. We're so rooting for you. You're going to win.
Yeah.
And just all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love people rooting for us. Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch and Mark.
Thank you.
Bye.
Amazing.
Melbourne.